Oscar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. With Ray Nobleman's orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, Charlie's 14-year-old protege, Jane Powell, our celebrated guests, Bert Lahr and Fats Waller, and here are our stars, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Charlie?
Yes, Mr. Bergen?
Yes. The other day on the street, I bumped into your teacher.
Oh. You should look where you're going.
No. Well, I was pleasantly surprised to learn that your grades and your conduct have greatly improved.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well,
I can think of the darndest thing, can I?
Yes, you certainly can.
Sometimes I'm so good, I frighten me.
Yes, I imagine so. She says you're almost at the head of your class.
Yeah, that's me.
Dark Horse McCarthy is nosing out the whole field. Isn't that wonderful? Well, if this good work keeps up, you know, Charlie, you may even graduate this year.
Yes, sir. You know, I kind of hate leaving the eighth grade.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why?
Oh, it's been like home to me.
It has, yes. Well, this sudden burst of intelligence must be quite a shock to your school board, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes. Since I reformed, they've declared our truant officer a non-essential industry.
Is that so? Well, I'm very proud of you, Charlie. Now, what's your explanation for this sudden change?
Well, you just laugh at me.
No, I won't laugh. Tell me, what is it? Must be something important.
It is?
Yes. What is it?
Well, it's... you just laugh at me.
No, I won't.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I won't.
Come on. What is it, guys?
You want to know what it is?
Yes. What is it?
Well, it's love, baby.
No.
Uh-huh.
Love?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Well...
L-U-V, love.
Yes. So it did all that for you.
There's nothing finer than the love of a good woman.
Well, who is it this time?
Jane Powell.
Oh, I see. Your little singing discovery.
That's it, Bergen.
Well.
I'm smit as I've never been smitten before.
Yes. Well, you're sure this is the one?
Uh-huh. You just know when the right person comes along.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you know it, but you just know it. Don't you, Bergen?
Well, I
guess you don't know.
Well, Charlie, just when did you discover that you felt this way about Jane?
In school.
Oh, in school.
Ain't education wonderful?
Yes, it must be.
It all happened in algebra class.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well...
Love smacked me right between the square root and the hypotenuse. Shall I fix that one up good?
Yes.
Well, at least they woke up out there. I thought we were alone here. Bless you. I saw my option lapsing, yeah. I was ready to kick you, Bergen. All right. Stay with me, folks. Stay with me. You have to figure a little on some of these, but it's worth it.
Now, Charlie, you were saying that you found love in algebra class.
That's right, Bergen.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, I think Jane is a very nice little girl, and I hope that...
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Jane.
I want to thank you for that wonderful present you sent to me.
Oh, you like it?
Yes. It's the cutest little white rat.
Yes. Yes, it was, ma'am, yes.
Well, every time I look at it, I think of you.
Yes.
Isn't she sweet?
Yes.
You know, Janie, I like you so much, I've written a poem just for you. Oh, how nice. Mm. Read it to me.
All right. You're pretty as a picture. You're sweeter than honey. I love you more than Bergen loves money.
Oh, Charlie, that's so cute. But when did you first found out that you felt this way about me?
Oh, you're going to start too now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, it was the day in school, you know, when I looked in the cloakroom and saw our galoshes side by side.
Oh, thank you, so sweet. And it was so nice of you to send me those flowers yesterday.
Yes.
You liked them?
Yes, but I didn't understand the card that came with them.
What did Charlie say on the card?
Good luck on the opening of your delicatessen.
Well, sorry. You don't mean to tell me that you...
Charlie, flowers are lovely things. They're lovely things. But they fade compared to your beauty, Jane. Now, you say something nice about me.
Charlie, wherever I look, I see your face.
Yeah?
In the sun, in the moon, and in the stars.
I get around, don't I?
Charlie, I hope we'll always feel this way about each other.
Well, yes, Jane. I can see us now in our little white cottage with a picket fence.
I can see it, too.
Mm.
It has beautiful flowers around it.
Oh, yes, just oodles of them. They're just stinking up the joint. Hysteria blossoms and crawling sciaticas and petunias.
Oh, Charlie, you make everything sound so wonderful.
Yes, there we are, growing old together, sitting by the fireplace.
Well, what are we doing? Am I knitting?
No, we're listening to the radio.
What's on?
Oh, some guy named Bergen doing a corny single act.
Are we all alone?
Yes, dear, we're all alone, except for the patter of little feet.
Patter of little feet?
Mm-hmm. We got mice all.
Good evening, lovers of the finer things. That is the signal that opens the meeting of the Chase and Sanborn Coffee Class. Present tonight to participate in the discussion are Professor Raymond Noble, Mr. Axel Swenson, and our speaker of the evening, that famous philosopher, psychologist, linguist, statistician, and bibliophile, Professor Bert Lahr.
Some introduction, Dr. Goodwin. You left out the most important thing.
Really? What's that, Professor?
Ignoramus.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Pardon me for overlooking your greatest claim to fame. And now, Professor, your subject is, should you raise your hand to a baby?
You couldn't have picked a better subject for me. Why, during my infancy, I was a baby myself. Oh, I'll never forget those happy babyhood days when my old man used to come home, pick me up and toss me in the air. Oh, it was great fun. It would have been more fun if you'd have caught me once in a while. But my father loved children. He'd have given anything if I'd have been one. And what cares your old daddy gave me? Why, he used to come home as late as 4 o'clock in the morning to stagger the floor with me. But I was an unusual child. Why, when I was 6 months old, my old man used to bring the neighbors in to see me. He'd point his finger at my head, and I'd point right back. My head was pointier than his finger. But before dissertating any more, has anybody got any questions?
Yes, Professor. I'd like to interrogate you.
Listen, Dr. Nobule, no one's going to interrogate me. Just ask me questions.
Well, I say, Professor Lahr, have you had any experiences bathing with little beggars?
Why, I've bathed millions of them. The first thing I do is stick my elbows in the water to see if it's boiling.
You thrust your elbows in boiling water?
Yeah. Now I got 3 minute elbows.
Professor, had any theanister at the universe to see him in a suit. And I've been of the opinion.
What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do, Swanson? Mix me up? The subject is babies, and I refuse to change the subject.
Professor, I have a question concerning the feeding of babies. When do you think you should feed them?
Well, that's ridiculous, Dr. Goodwin. Food, of course. But my dear Goodwin, it isn't always easy to feed a baby. Now, when I was a baby, I had my foot in my mouth all the time.
Oh, is that so, Professor? How did they feed you?
With a shoehorn.
I notice that even now, every time you open your mouth, you put your foot in it.
One more crack like that, and I'll give you a noggin like a bowling ball.
Oh, really? Now, come. How could you make my noggin like a bowling ball?
I'll give you three holes in the head.
Gentlemen, I've been of the opinion.
Now, look, Swanson. Wait a minute, Swanson. You're going off on a tangent.
Oh, let me go with him. I love those bicycle gophers. Brother Coffee Clashers, if you please. I believe we were discussing the odd things babies put in their mouths.
Yes, of course. All of which reminds me of a case where a little snitch about 2 years old went around swallowing radio aerials.
Radio aerials? I say, didn't they punish him?
They couldn't. Every time they slapped him, they'd knock H.V. Kaltenborn into a duet with Frank Sinatra.
They don't want to jump to conclusions, but they've been of the opinion.
Now, listen, smorgasbord, if you...
Professor, it's unethical for one professor to strike another.
I wasn't striking him. I just had my hand up to swat a fly. He was showing off.
A fly showing off?
Yeah, he flew in one of Swenson's ears and out the other.
Professor, let's get back to the subject, please. I knew of a problem child who was always kissing girls.
Well, that's nothing. It's nothing to worry about. Now, I was a problem child like that myself. But I outgrew it. Now I'm a problem man.
Professor Meyer, I'd like to ask you about that method you use to determine the weight of a newborn babe.
I'm glad you asked that.
Yes.
Now, my method is the best and most accurate. Now, first place the baby on the scale. Then the father sits on the baby to hold him down. Weigh the baby and father together, then deduct the father's weight from the gross tonnage, and if there's anything left over, that's the kid.
It's been of the opinion.
All right, Swenson, I give up. What is your opinion?
Well, I've been of the opinion that you had a yurk, a yabbermouth, and a yak-ass.
Yuck your yak. I'll have you know that I'm one of the biggest authorities on babies in the country. Well, I was a student of philosophy at Harvard, master of the classics at Oxford, connoisseur of the arts at Cambridge, and engine wiper at Union Pacific.
Professor Law, would you kindly limit yourself to the subject? Should you raise your hand to a baby?
Concisely, why I'm here. I have written a poem. Babies are tender bundles, sent down from heaven above. Little flowery pebbles made for us to love. So don't raise your hand to Junior when you catch him swiping jelly. For if you drop your guard 1 second, he'll kick you in the shin.
Your guest stars Jane Powell, Fats Waller, and Bert Lahr.
Well, we've all heard about musicians who can make a piano talk. Our guest this evening not only makes the piano talk, but he talks right back to the piano. And so, seated at the crockery box, ready to give out with 8 misbehaving and handful of keys, is the eminent composer virtuoso, that harmful little armful, Mr. Fats Waller. Yeah.
And misbehaving, save my love for you, and you, especially you. It's no messing around. Oh, yes, I'm really going to town. I ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you, yes, you. Like Jack Horner in a sauna, don't go nowhere, what do I tell there? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. Well, ladies, I got no place to go. I'm on fire at the radio. Yes, just some faith in my love for you. Come on, son, let's get together here now. Let's blow the wire. Yeah! So easy when you know how, you know. Yeah! Treat me, Daddy. Treat me.
said something, eh? Are you with me?
Yes, I'm certainly with you, dear.
Splendid, Mr. Wallace. Splendid.
Yeah.
I might even say it was the quintessence of harmonic interpretation.
The quintessence of other. Nevertheless, thank you, Geed. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm sure glad to meet you, Pat.
Well, the feeling is paramutual, I'm telling you.
Pat, I'd like to say that I enjoyed your music, too. It was thrilling.
Oh, that was nothing.
No.
That's just a little prelude and peace cat monomer.
Oh, Mr. Waller, you're a big fella, aren't you?
Wait a minute. Hold everything.
And around.
I'm not fat now. Oh. Wait a minute. I just come in the large economy size.
Oh. Would you mind turning around a minute?
Turning around? What for?
I just want to see how the other half lives.
Darling, I don't think it's nice to make fun of Mr. Wallace. Why, he has the makings of a great concert artist.
Has the makings of two concert artists.
I'll stop knocking on wood in a minute. Keep on.
Well, what do you think of the symphony and the opera, Pat?
The symphonies and the opera?
Yeah.
Man, that ain't nothing but common yard dog music.
Is that?
That's all it is.
Do you mean to say you want to play Boogie Woogie all
night? Yeah, man. That's solid. And I want to be on the harp afterwards.
Yeah. I think I dig it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Fats, why don't you seriously consider the concert field?
Yeah, why don't you? Why, with your talent, you might become as famous as... Well, you know, that great Irish pianist.
Irish pianist?
Yeah.
Who is that, Pat O'Brien?
No, you know, Pat Paderewski, you know.
That hurts. But I never dubbed that cat.
No. And then, you know, at concerts, you'll have to play something, you know, real classical.
Something real classical?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, do you know anything by Stepakovsky?
No.
That's too bad.
No.
What about Rimsky, Korsakov?
No, but I'll tell you one thing I do know.
Yeah?
I know Rubinsky's Rubatus off the Rathkapper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a fine one.
That sounds very good.
Yes.
But don't you have anything a little more meaty?
A little more meaty. Now, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. How about the rump steak serenade?
You know, that's really a classic. I'll tell you, man. That gets in the groove and you start to move, you know?
Good enough if you got the point.
Oh, yeah.
Fellas, I don't think you should make fun of the great masters.
No, that's right. We shouldn't.
No.
But by the way, Charlie, listen.
Hmm?
What goes with this Mr. Bergen? Is he a long hair?
Yes. Are you kidding?
Yes. It just so happens that I know a little about music. Why, when I was a boy, I played the French horn.
And he's the only living man who could play the French horn with a Swedish accent.
No, no.
One never knows, do one?
Yeah.
I suppose you realize, Mr. Waller, that if you were going to appear in a recital, you'll have to dress.
Well, I did sort of plan on wearing something.
That's
you know.
Yeah, and it may be a nylon crowd, you know, and dress is essential at those...
Essential?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean my pinstripe tuxedo with the bare midriff?
That
is.
That should be striking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have a full dress suit, too?
Well, look, Charlie. Yeah, but it's a little on the flashy side.
Flashy side?
Yes. It has orange lapels.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I suppose it has a built-in jukebox, too.
but the buttons on the sash light up.
Yeah, well, that's
good. Oh, yeah, that's fine, man. I'm telling you, that really comes on like a goo.
Yeah, it'll be tough to follow, though.
Yeah. Well, you must impress the people with your cultural background. And
cultural
tell them,
background.
You know, that you travel on the continent and that sort of thing.
Oh, yes. I sure will. Yeah. I sure will, old man.
Tell them about London, how you fed the elephants in Piccadilly Circus.
Oh, yes. I was mad about it, man. Other than mad about it.
Well, you rally.
Yes, old chap. I really was really mad. I'm telling you.
Tell me, have you ever shot grouse with the Earl of Nottingham?
The Earl of Nottingham? No, but I shot perhaps with the Duke of Ellington. I'm telling you.
I think you got something on. You got the hang of this thing, so I'm going to put you to the final test.
You have a final test?
Mm-hmm.
Lay it on me. I love it.
I want you to meet a fine musician and
who's
an
that?
English gentleman.
Who is that?
Ray Noble.
Ray Noble?
Are you
I'm all set. Bring him on.
All right. Permit me to introduce that outstanding musician,
Catola Valero.
I try, Mr. Noble, old choppy old bean. This is indeed a pleasure. My goodness, this is really to be so good on me, I'll be sure. This is really fine.
Well, if this isn't Fat Waller, lay that mess on me, man.
Huh?
You want to know it? In circle. Ah, ha, ha.
Mr. McCarthy. I've been sadly disillusioned, and I beg to take my leave.
Well, where are you going?
Where am I going? Listen, I can't stand these dance hall colloquialisms.
Well, hit me on the noggin with an E-flat to noggin.